Shabbos, Perik Tezvo, is learned Lilu Nishmas, Dor Erelke, Basar of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away, and Achrin Shal Pesach, Ha'alofim Tov Shin Ayin, the Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmas, Metoich Shnas Ha'avelos, Tehen Nishmas, Tzrur Ha'bitzrur Ha'chaim. Mishnah Aleph and Perik Tezvo, Eilu Kishorim Shechayovim Aleihem. On the following knots, one is liable if you knot it or you are not, on Shabbos. Kesher HaGamalim, the knot that you make by the camels, when you make a hole in the nose of the camel and you pull through a string as a ring and you tie it there so it remains there for always. Kesher HaSafanim, and the knot that the boat, the people ride the boats, make in the rope that they pull through the boat, that knot remains there forever. Such a type of a knot, if you do it on Shabbos, you would be liable. Ukeshem shu chayiv al kishurim, just as you are liable for knotting them, kachu chayiv al hiterim, you're also liable for unknotting them. Rav Meir says, kol kesher shu yochel la'atidu b'achas miyodov en chayov malov, any knot that one is able to undo with one hand, that you would not be liable if you undo it on Shabbos. Says the Bartanura, Eilu kishorim, the following knots, kesher hagamolim. So they explain, shenoikvin legomol choytmoy, they puncture a camel's nose, v'noistin b'yritzua, and you put in there a strap, v'koishrin oisa, and you tie it kesher oilam, an internal knot, ukmekein noikvin b'reisha svinna, likewise, they puncture in the front of the boat, nekev a hole, v'noistin b'yichemel, and you place in there a rope, v'koishin noisa kesher shokayom, you tie it a permanent knot, she'inimatir l'oilam, he never undoes it, v'avidumya, and that is becomes similar to koishin v'chute yiriyas, to those who knotted the strings of the curtains, ha'nifsokim b'mishkan, that were separating in the mishkan, v'kesher shokayom, and a permanent knot, which, but it's not the act of a craftsperson, or a craftsperson's knot, but it's not permanent. Potur avul osur, one is exempt, but it is prohibited. One would not be liable, achihei shel kayama, until it is a permanent knot, umaise uman, and it is a crafts type of a knot. V'she'enoi shokayomo v'loimaise uman, but if it lacks both, it's not permanent and it's also not a crafts, then a mutar l'chadchila, then it's permissible even to beginning to knot that types of knot. U'kishem shechayiv al kishurom, kachayiv al haterim, just like one is liable for knotting them, one would also be liable for untying them. Because shekein, where do we find this in the Mishkan? Shekein, tzayodi chilozin. Because so, those who would capture the chilozin, hoyu nitzrochim lefa'amim, they needed occasionally the hatir to undo the kishrei rishosis, the knots of those nets, hakayomim, that were in existence, kedei lekatzron o l'archivam, to shorten them or to widen them. Rav Meir says that any knot that can be sheyochel la'atiroi, that is able to undo it with one hand, the loy hatkei, didn't tighten it, and chayomim alov, that he will not be liable for it. Vafilu osi lekayomim, and even if he made it for permanent. Vein halacha ki Rav Meir, loch is not like Rav Meir, but even if you can open it up with one hand, but you have made it for permanent, to stay there permanently, that would be liable for knotting it or undoing that kind of a knot. Mishnah base. Yeshloch kishorim. There are types of knots. She'ein chayovim aleihem ki gesher hagamalim or ki gesher hagisvanim, that you would not be liable on them a chatos as you are for the knot of the camels and the knot of the people that on the boat. But to knot it, you're still not permitted, but nevertheless, if you did not knot it, you are not going to be liable for a chatos. Kusheres isha mafteya chaluka, a woman may knot the laces of her shirt, b'chutei sevocha, and the strands of her hat, v'shel piskaya, and the threads from her belt, uritzuis minol v'sandal, and the laces from her leather shoes and the wooden shoes, v'noydus yayin v'shemen, and the jugs with wine or with oil, u'gedeira shel basar, and a pot with meat, when it is tied with a cover on the top. All these things you're allowed to untie and tie on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, koishin lifnei abehema bishul shelo teitze. You can tie a string over the width of the door for the animals, you should not be able to go out. Koishin dli bipiskayo. You can tie a lace, a belt on a shirt to draw water from the well, because he needs the belt, so he will certainly undo it shortly. But with a string, one is not permitted, because you might decide to leave it with the bucket from by the well. I'm not talking, I said a shirt, I mean it's a bucket. He ties a string to the bucket. But by a string we're afraid, but not by a belt, because he's going to use a belt. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's permissible even with a string, if the string is something which he will need to untie. He has a use for it, but if it's a string that he doesn't need at all, then he would not be permitted to tie it, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said a rule, Kol Kesher She'ene Shel Kayoma, a knot that you will not remain there permanently, you're going to undo it, and Chayovim Alav, you are not liable for that knot. Says the Bar Tanura, Yesh Loch Kishorim She'en Chayovim Aleihem. You will not be liable for them, achatos, a sin offering, as you are liable for a knot of camels, the kesher shel saponim, or the knot of those people who ride the boats, also, but rather you are going to be exempt, but it is prohibited. And those knots were not mentioned in the Mishnah. And in the Gemara Mefarish, he explains, going, for example, rukutzu arucha, a long strap, shekoishin betabaz, that you tie to the ring, shebechoitem hanaoka, which is in the nose of the naoka, ukumeken, and likewise. Chevel arucha, long string, shekoishin bechevel, that you tie to a string, also kimin tabaz, which is made as a ring. Hatol ibn nekev shebereisha svina, which is hanging in the hole, which is on the front of the boat, sometimes he leaves it there for a week or two, umatira, and he undoes it, v'chein kol kesher, and likewise, and he notch a kosher, that he knots it, lamid kach, to stay like this, zman yedua, for a known time, not it should stay there permanently, and chayovim alav, you will not be liable for it. Kosher is isha maftechei chaluka. A woman can tie the openings of her shirt. Ke'ein l'shoynes l'kan l'kan. There are tongues that go out from this side and that side. The kosherim shel yamin bekosif smoil, and you tie the right hand side over the left shoulder. The shel smoil, and from the left side is bekesif yamin, over the right shoulder. The kiv on the kol yema shorilei, since every day she undoes it. Like Dami Likesha Shel Kayama, that's not the same as a permanent knot. Umutar Lechatchila, and it's permissible Lechatchila to do that. Sevocha, that's a mikvaz, that's a hatch ala roish, on the head, asuya kimin reshes, it's made like a net. Piskia, Ezer Rochev, that's a wide belt, Vechutin Tluyim Bereshoi, and there are strings hanging on the heads of the belt, lekashabem, to tie it with them. The noydes yain, or jugs of wine, shel oyer, they're made out of leather. Shekoyfivim pihem, you bend their mouth, vekoyshin noysom, and you tie them. Va'af al gavdi isle tarti isri, even though there are two knots, v'loy amrino, we don't say, chad minayu betule mevatelo, that one of them. I think that means that one of, because it has two ties, two knots over there, so maybe he's going to leave one and he's going to undo the other one, and he can sort of pull it off and on, so one of them stays knotted. We don't say that. This is the Gemara in Shabbos explains. Ukdeiru shel basar, pa'amim, at times, shekoshin bo beged soviv, the piv, sometimes he knots a garment around its opening, around the opening of the pot. It has the dadin that it can take out the soup, without opening the kesher, so he could still, there's spouts over there take out, still, it's not considered to be a knot. Rabbi Yaakov, the Gemara brings down the name of Rabbi Yaakov. He says that koishim b'fnei habehema, the Mishnah, that koishim b'fnei habehema, chevel b'reichem ha-pesach, a string at the width of the door, lino b'fneo, that should close before her, lach shaloites shouldn't go out, v'chein haloche, and that is also the haloche. It's not permanent. And that's why it's allowed. Koishim d'li b'piskayo, you can tie the bucket b'piskayo, with a string, with a belt, by the pit, that it should be tied and hanging over there. Because the belt, he does not leave it over there. So it's not permanent. But not with a rope. Because he is leaves it over there and gives it up to that place, and that becomes a permanent knot. Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits. Lehiti Rabbi Yehuda did not permit elo bechevel shel gardi, only with a string of gardi, shetzorich lelem lachte, that he needs it for his job. So that he needs it for his work. And he doesn't leave it over there. But the Rabbanon Sabri, the Rabbanon don't make a difference. Ishoris lechevel shel gardi, if you're going to allow him with the string that the gardi uses, yiksha nami bishar chavolim, then he's going to use other strings too. The chevel bechevel machlif. A person will make a mistake from one string and another string, and you cannot use any kind of string, that you cannot use any of the string. Mishnah Gimel, mekaplin es hakelim, you can fold up the garments, afil arba b'chamish apamim, even 4 or 5 times in the day, if you need the day to put on the clothes in that day. Matzin es hamitas, you can make the beds to for sleeping. Meleil Shabbos le Shabbos, from night of Shabbos for Shabbos by day. Avolei mishabbos lematzayi Shabbos, but not to make it Shabbos ready for after Shabbos. Bishmoel says, "Mekaplin es hakelim," that you can fold up the garments, "Matzin es hamitos," and you can make up the beds, "Miyom Kippurim leShabbos," from Yom Kippur for Shabbos, if Yom Kippur is on Friday. The Chal v'Shabbos krev Miyom Kippurim, the fat of the tumid of Shabbos, that for night you can sacrifice on the night of Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says, "Lo yishul Shabbos kerev miyom Kippurim." The fat of the korban tamid, of the constant korban Shabbos, you do not do it on Yom Kippur, and v'lo yishul Kippurim kerev Shabbos. And the fat of the korban tamid Yom Kippur, you cannot sacrifice on Shabbos. The Bar Tanura, mekaplin es hakelim, begodim shepoishton, garments that he takes off, mekaplin, you can fold it afil arba v'chamish apamim, even 4 or 5 times, k'day lachzir v'lavshon be'yom, in order to go ahead and re-put them on that day. V'lo yishanu, this doesn't apply el bo adam echad, only one person. Avo b'shnei b'nei odom loy, but for two people to fold it up, other people, no, you can't do it. Shenirim ki misaknim, because it appears like if you're fixing it. Avo adam echad nami le'amoran, and even by one person, this was not said. Ella b'bgodim chadoshim, only by new garments shem koshim, they are hard. Ve'enam emarim likmoit, and they don't quickly become creased. Avol yishenim, but old ones kipula misakim tvei. They're folding them. That makes them corrects, that fixes them a lot. U'michzikim misakim, that appears like a one who's fixing. Chadoshim nami le'amorin, also by new ones, we does not apply ella b'levenim, only by white ones. Avol tzvuim loy, but also on colored garments, also you can fold them. Shat tzvuim, because the colored kipulim misaknam b'yoser, their folding fixes them a lot. U'b'levenim nami le'amorin, also by white ones, we don't apply this ella she'im le'begodim achedim lahachlif, only if he doesn't have other garments to change into. But if he has other garments to switch into the Kuvayt Shabbos, in the honor of Shabbos, also the kapel is prohibited to fold. from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. He says Kishachal Yom Kippurim Lias Erev Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, you can make up the beds. Lefish Shabbos Chomer Yom Kippurim, because Shabbos is more stringent than Yom Kippur. V'shal Yom Kippurim Einum Kreivim B'Shabbos, and Yom Kippur Korbanos cannot be brought on Shabbos. Because that would be like the weekday Oila on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says no, Shavin Hain, that they're both equal. And no carbon of one of them can be sacrificed in the other one. This completes the 15th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.